迅在北京。
Lu Zun, I am in Beijing.
你看，一直就是各个学校的讲师。
I've always been a lecturer at various schools.
他的弟弟周作人一来就聘为教授。
His younger brother Zhu Zuoren came and was appointed as a professor.
有一年去日本，专门到周作人读书的立教大学去瞻仰了一下周作人。
One year, I went to Japan specifically to visit Zhu Zuoren at the Ritsumeikan University.
毕竟大学毕业，来到北京。
After graduating from university and coming to Beijing,
就聘了他个教授。
He hired a professor.
鲁迅、蔡元培做北大校长也想给他教职。
Lu Zun and Cai Yuanpei both wanted to give him a professorship at Peking University.
但是鲁迅对不起。
But Lu Zun is not worthy of it.
中专肄业。
High school graduate.
还没毕业。
Not yet graduated.
所以只能给他讲师。
So I can only tell him the teacher.
胡适。博士学位根本没拿到。
Doctor who did not obtain a degree.
但是毕竟是留美博士来。
But after all, it's a PhD student from abroad.
就是教授，薪资是不一样的。
The professor's salary is different.
其实我们知道李大钊做北大图书馆馆长。
Actually, we know that Li Dajia was the director of the Soil Museum at Peking University.
他的薪资比那个这个陈独秀啊，比胡适他们其实都还是低很多的啊。
His salary is much lower than that of Chen Duxiu and Hu Shi.
更不要说我们毛主席当年做馆员，那个给到的费用是更低的啊。
And don't even mention that our chairman Mao received lower fees when he was a government official.
所以这个鲁迅离开北京，聘为厦门大学的开始是教授了。
So, Mr. Lu Zun's departure from Beijing to become a professor at Xiamen University began with his appointment.
从厦门大学短短的一个学期走了
，left Xiamen University after a short semester，
到了中山大学
，arrived at Zhongshan University，
不仅是教授，还是教务长了
，not only a professor but also the dean。
这当然那个时候鲁迅已经成名了
，of course at that time Lu Zun had already become famous。
鲁迅发表了很多的学术著作
Lu Zun published many academic works
也有很多的文学作品
There are also many literary works
所以鲁迅的地位开始提升
Therefore, Lu Zun's status began to rise
但是很短
But it's very short
我们知道就碰上了 CL2
We encountered 4.2
碰上了国共的这个分裂
encountered the split between the Kuomintang and the communists
这个时候鲁迅就其实绕香港啊
at this time Lu Zun actually bypassed Hong Kong
然后又到上海
then go to Shanghai
我记得看这个相关的东西
I remember seeing this related thing
就郁达夫他们去接鲁迅
Regarding Yu Darfu and Lu Zun Oh
接到鲁迅先生了
I've received Lu Zun
过了一会儿
A while later
徐广平是从另一个过来的俩人为了回避啊
Du Guanping came from another place to avoid something
为了避嫌
To avoid suspicion
但是郁达夫是很聪明的
But Idayoff was very smart
马上就意识到、啊、
I immediately realized it
这俩人可能在一起了啊
Could they be dating?
林语堂一直蒙在鼓里。
Lim Newdong was completely fooled.